Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, Nate, I'm sorry. It bothers me that Taylor Swift is going to be drawing up a play for the Kansas City Chiefs tonight.
I don't think it bothers you. I think that you are a classic closeted Taylor Swift fan. I think that when you are alone in your car, you turn it on, you jam out to it, and you just come on these airwaves, and you just want to be that old man screaming at the clouds.
To be fair, that comes easily to him.
If Nate Burleson can accept it, I guess I can accept it, Wiggy.
Yeah, it is what it is, man. She's the face of the league, you know?
I think Patrick Mahomes is the face of the league. I don't think Taylor Swift is the face of
the league. Listen, we love Patrick Mahomes, but Taylor Swift is the face of the league. Come on.
And to be honest, what would you rather, Jackson Mahomes or Taylor Swift shots? I don't know. I mean, I feel like the NFL is riding this as long as they can, and it is the one area that the NFL had a massive blind spot, which is treatment of women. And what better way than to get the biggest superstar in the world to support your product that happens to be a female?
That's a great point, too, Curtis, because a lot of times when women are talked about in regards to being romantically involved with players, it's usually in a negative light. Like, there's usually, you know, something has happened during the offseason. The fact that all season they watched Travis Kelce, one of their biggest stars, go and support his girlfriend in a very loving manner and seemingly treating her very, very well.
Come on, stop there. Now he's stretching that.
No, I don't think I'm stretching it. I think that the NFL has dealt with a lot of negativity when it comes to its players and their treatment of women. I think that this is a really positive for them, and they should showcase it.
The NFL is like any great corporation. They capitalize off of what is hot. And right now, Taylor Swift's hot because if Travis and Taylor break up, we all know she's out of there. She ain't going to be no football fan. And the NFL knows, hey, we're going to ride this thing until the wheels fall off. We're going to put her everywhere. We're going to put her on our videos. We're going to show her at the game tonight.
Yeah.
It's just,
will we be alerted when it comes to the game tonight, by the play-by-play guys, when her play is utilized by the Kansas City Chiefs? We will.
And we'll also be alerted.
What will be the most shared play on social media by millions of shares? It will be Mike Tirico and Chris Collinsworth talking about Taylor Swift's student body right.
And the pregame show.
I thought it was Shake It Off, Curtis.
That's true.
And the pregame shows are going to be like, what is Taylor Swift wearing tonight? They're going to be waiting for her to show up to the game. So they'll be talking about that. The NFL, hey, listen, they ain't stupid. They're going to ride this thing until the wheels fall.
I've never experienced, I'm 40 years old. I look like I'm 60, I know. I've never experienced anything like the sustained dominance of Taylor Swift.
No.
Like, she is, when she came to Boston, and Courtney did a great job building that up for, I don't know how many concerts she did, two or three, it was the biggest story in Boston for an entire week that she came and did a concert here. She is one of one. She is a brilliant businesswoman. James is obsessed with her music, listens to it all the time, jams out.
Really?
He's watched both all of her concerts. He loves the banjo, whatever she plays the banjo.
Yep.
Like, it's, I don't.
Is that code?
No. She plays the guitar, the banjo, and the piano.
But it you can't. You can dislike the music, but you can't dislike how she built her brand.
I mean, I already saw the concert once. I'm trying to go again in October, like in Florida.
Oh, in Miami. James's teacher's going to that October 17th. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the whole leaked breakup contract
fake.
That we talked about yesterday is a nothing burger.
It's so fake. I think that they're engaged.
No, no. Yeah. See, I believe that. But here's what I think the NFL did. They said, pump the brakes on that. Just till we get to the Super Bowl.
Okay. And because they paid him to stay with her until the end.
Because here's the
propose
thing.
Propose on Bourbon Street the night before the Super Bowl.
Here's the thing. They're working the deal out right now where Taylor's going to be the halftime performer.
Uh-huh.
So just stay around long enough, and then after the season, you can do what you want to do, Travis.
That $500 is going to go right in my pocket.
All right. I want all ones when I win.
All right. Oh, speaking of bets, you're looking pretty good on the Sox under in your bet with Baseball Bwet.
So there's 22 games left, I believe.
Yeah.
That means the Red Sox need to go 6-16 over their next 22. Their last 14, they're 3-11. So I'm on a really good pace right now.
They might steal one this weekend from the worst team in Major League Baseball.
Might is the key word there.
I think they're 5-45, the White Sox, in their last 50 or whatever the number is.
What would you rather go to, BC Duquesne or Sox White Sox?
I'm actually going to Sox White Sox tomorrow night.
Are you? You going tomorrow night?
Yeah, I think I'm
going
to go
tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
shout out to Walsh.
I'll rephrase.
Sweet life.
What ticket would you purchase?
Taking the gray bike over there?
Let's see. I think I'm bringing Johnny Bott, so we'll see.
I can tell you, I don't like to whine about things. You know that?
No.
The scooters, the mopeds.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here we go. Old man yelling at the clouds.
Oh, this is terrible.
Those people are absolutely out of control, and they're going to get somebody killed.
Yep.
I hate to be dramatic. I went yesterday, like 5:30, to go
get dinner.
No, I went to go shoe shopping with DMs.
Ooh, romantic.
Pay less.
First of all, I don't understand. You guys go to 5 different stores and buy 5 different pairs of shoes when you need one.
Yeah,
it's a weird thing.
Well, you return the other 4 theoretically.
Yeah, that's not. That doesn't seem right to me. You buy them, take them home, put them on your smelly feet, and then return them.
Well, yeah, you got to try it on with the dress.
They are zooming in and out of traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, like it's the wild, wild west out there.
Is it? Shout out to my great bike MC.
Why don't they have to follow any of the traffic laws like the rest of us? They are blowing through red lights.
Yes, we
zooming
do.
In and out. Like, you have to jam on your brakes. Yeah. They don't do anything.
No,
did you just hear him? He said, yeah, we do.
We do.
Yeah, we
I told
do.
You.
What happened to my friend?
Listen, the Gray Bike Motorcycle Club, man, when it's just so much easier. Like, you can zoom in and out. There's too much traffic, so the best way is zoom in and out. Jump on a sidewalk. You know, the scooters they even have a, you know, they're even smaller than the Gray Bikes.
And there's no doubt that if the scooter or the electric bike guy hits a car and it's their fault, they're going to sue.
Correct. Correct. They don't have license plates. They don't wear helmets.
Nope.
They don't follow. They're zooming up on the sidewalk. Yes.
But to be fair,
they're like popping wheelies at certain points.
It's out of freaking control.
But to be fair, Greg, if not for the e-bikes or the scooters, no one would use the bike lanes.
That's right. Yeah. Well, for us, we take advantage of those bike lanes.
But the way the city has been designed, I came back last week from Connor's Farm up in Danvers. I made it from Danvers to South Station in 30 minutes. I got from South Station to where I live in South Boston in 40 minutes.
Mm.
There was no accident. There was just the normal flow of traffic with Mayor Wu's city diagram.
Yeah.
It's obscene. There's going to be rioting in the streets with driving around Boston now that students are back.
Also, if you're driving a car, daring to drive a car, they look at you like you're a jackass.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Like, get out of their way.
Like, get out of my own personal playground.
Right?
And if you're on a blue bike, God forbid, they come right up next to you. Like, that's when someone's going to die, is getting cut off when they're on a blue bike, not really sure what they're doing, and getting cut off by one of the motors.
Yeah, there are like hundreds of them.
Yeah.
We're deep.
You are not part of the group we are talking about.
We're deep. And Woo, I say this. Get rid of the blue bikes. We need more gray bikes. It's more ridiculous. E-bikes.
All right. Let's get to this.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right. Where do you want to start this morning, Shime?
Well, Greg, let's begin with Celtics head coach Joe Mazzulla. He was on the Locked On Celtics podcast. Not enough of those out there. And he talked about the team having a target on their back. And let me tell you, Joe Mazzulla, even after winning a championship, still the same hardo we know and love.
And so it's not about, you know, the necessary term skipping steps, because we can go out there every day and make sure we focus on the fundamentals. It comes down to, can you translate them under to high duress moments individually and together, and build that mindset. That doesn't mean that, like, we're going to have difficult moments of the season. Like, that's going to happen. You know, people are going to say the target's on our back, but I hope it's right in our forehead, in between our eyes. I hope I can see the red dot.
Okay.
Savage. He's a savage. I love it.
Man, that's how it's turned for Joe Mazzulla.
I love it.
It really has turned.
Yeah.
Curtis, have you turned?
I'm not. I mean, not how I would coach, but he won. I was wrong, so I have nothing to say. He gets the last laugh.
I'm on the Joe Mazzulla train, man. He brought me aboard that thing.
Yep.
I love Clapback Joe, now Savage Joe. Yeah. I'm with that one. Because you know Jalen and Jason, they're probably feeling the same way.
Yeah.
We want to see the red dot.
Yeah.
Because we coming for all you MFers.
Well, I got to believe, you know, when it comes to if you're going to take rosters, they have the best.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
They should be odds on favorite to repeat.
Yep.
And, you know.
The only question mark is our boy, is Porzingis. He's the only question mark. You know, and I know they were able to get through the playoff, a lot, big portion of the playoffs without him, but he's a major, major factor. He's the only question mark, and you just got to have him in the playoffs.
Yeah. All right, what's next?
Well, Greg, Courtney's lead this morning was about Bill Belichick joining Instagram. We can hear Belichick's first Instagram video to the people.
Hello, everyone. Surprised to see me here? Well, I am too. Over the past few months and not being with a team, I haven't had the opportunity to express my thoughts at a moment's notice. So now I'm changing that. I tried to join Snapface, but I couldn't find it. I decided this was a good place for me to land so I could talk to you and share what I'm up to, because there's a lot going on. So here I am. Hello, Instaface. See you soon.
And tonight, I'm making Bill's Easy Sheet Tray Lasagna.
Wow.
That is it.
Honestly, listening to that video, have you seen those videos where they're funny videos and it's a girlfriend holding a knife filming the boyfriend and you could see her reflection? Yeah. Reflection, I know, very scary. And he's saying, like, I will not be partaking in fantasy football this year. That's what he sounds like when he is reading that.
Actually, play that again on, if you can, on Twitch, because I think Bill had a boob out.
Oh, did he? He had one of his moobs out. Bill, I know you're listening. Give me a follow on IG, on Instaface.
I think it's so funny that he calls it Instaface. Yeah. I mean, it makes me laugh every time.
But if he does go and coach somewhere, he's not going to be able to tell guys to stay off of social media anymore.
Nah. No, I don't think so. But I think
that's why he's doing this. Yeah. So teams view him not as this old stodgy guy, but as a guy that's able to evolve and deal in the times.
It's like your grandfather who you're like, you didn't think he would, and then all of a sudden he's kind of cool. And I think that the audition for Bill isn't about his coaching. It's just about, all right, Bill, you're going to be able to come in and have some relatability with some of the new players when he lands, whether it's Dallas, Buffalo, the Jets or the Bills. You know,
so is he going to be doing all of this stuff to try to appear younger, like wearing joggers and things like that?
He would look amazing in a nice pair of Lululemon joggers.
That is the most inaccurate thing you've ever
said. Wait a second. Oh, the loose ones?
They get tight at the ankle.
Okay.
Joggers are the best pants in the game right now.
Okay. I have to say this because nobody else will. Nobody looks good in male joggers.
I don't know. I disagree.
But I have seen many men look fantastic.
You can't have them tight.
Many men rejoin.
No, they have to be
tighter. No, the thighs can't be tight.
No, they have to be.
No. You can't go with the tight joggers. You got to go. They got to be a little bit loose. They can be tight at the bottom.
Oh, you like bulky in the thigh?
Not super bulky.
I get you.
And you got to, when you go with the joggers, it's beneficial that you got to go with the matching top. That really makes the outfit complete. And with the joggers, it's all about the sneakers that you run.
100%. Couldn't agree more.
Okay. It's sort of like the evolution from Lance Armstrong and everybody wearing those bike suits. Now everybody throws the joggers on when they do a 5K, and it doesn't work.
So he's gonna post later on today about cuffing season being here.
Like, do you think they'll go to an apple orchard?
Oh, of course.
No. Oh, man. I mean, the possibilities are endless here. And the fact that when he shared her post welcoming him to Instagram, like, it was such a cute, like, high school boyfriend-girlfriend thing.
Yes, well, you're right.
She's right out of high school.
She's in high school.
She's not in high school.
Can you see Bill like, hey, you know what? What to watch for this weekend? Is he going to be putting those videos up?
I got to read. Can I read her caption?
Sure.
Because it's cute. She says, this is my formal petition for at Bill Belichick to change his handle to at Billy Goat. Welcome to the gram, Billy. And he shared that and said, I am going to leave the Billy Goating to at Bill T Goat at U.S. Naval Academy.
Oh, so they're in
love. When you say he posted that, you know that she posted
that.
Do you think Bill
semantics.
do you think Bill loves love?
I do.
Yeah.
And he also said, thanks for the warm reception, Jay.
All right.
I mean, these two, they're about to be on a year.
Oh. Wow.
So, all right. What's next?
Let's pivot over to Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley joined Bill Simmons on his podcast. Again, not enough of those. And he talked about the WNBA and how they have royally screwed up the Caitlin Clark situation. Here was what Charles Barkley said.
These ladies, and I'm a WNBA fan, they cannot have this Caitlin Clark thing up any worse if they try. People believe what we say on television. Just because people don't like you or your personality, they can't get on TV and slander you. It's just total bullshit. This girl is incredible. The number of attention, eyeballs, she's brought to college and the pros. And for these women to have this petty jealousness, you say to yourself, damn, what is going on here?
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl,
Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And the thing I love about her, she never says a word. But these ladies, who I love and respect their game, they couldn't have this thing up in a worse. There's been so much negativity, and a lot of it is just petty jealousness.
He's not wrong.
Nah, he ain't lying.
They hate her. Mm-hmm. And I don't get it. She's going to make them all more money. I don't know what it's about.
I mean, they hate that a white girl is dominating.
That
that's dominating. She's a good
right.
player.
Well, you don't think that's right.
No. This is, I told you. My opinion, her and Angel Reese are the Magic and Bird of the WNBA era right now as we see it. I would like Caitlin Clark to be more like Larry Joe was and be like, yeah, guess what? I'm about to cross you up, step back, put one in your face. Like, have that.
So
but she's not. She's not a cocky
girl. So they're angry because she's white.
Yeah, of course. And she's getting a lot of pub.
It's so stupid.
Of course.
It's also like, even dumber because if she just played and didn't have this animosity directed in her way, the coverage would be far less. So, in other words, they're creating what they're most angry about. By talking mm-hmm. about her in obviously negative and tilted ways, they create more national conversation about Caitlin Clark.
It's unfortunate because it's right at the time when they have mm-hmm. an opportunity to gain more fans.
Yeah, her and like I said, I throw Angel Reese into the category as well because I think they're like, you know, they're locked together in everything that they've done with college women's basketball now into the WNBA. But you look at them on the court, they both have done historic things for rookies. Caitlin Clark had, I think, what, her second triple-double. Angel Reese, like, you know, crushed the rebound record. So it's just, I tell you, it's you look at it and people get jealous because she got a lot of hype, you know, and then, you know, when you see somebody with, you know, a white girl dominating a sport that is, you know, predominantly black, same thing happened with Larry Bird. There was no social media back then.
All right, that's They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports, and we will get to Courtney and today's news next.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.